Jennifer, to this new day. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday, February 29th. It's a leap year day.
Except it's actually not leap year. It's add a bonus day.
Add a bonus day?
Yeah, next year's leap year.
Add a bonus day. Add a bonus. Hey. All right, it's Freedom Fest on the radio. A great conversation. 800-510-8255. The essence, let me just run through a few of the things that people are talking about, although I think pretty much everybody knows the score, and I mean literally the score. Here are the results from the Tuesday contests in Michigan. Mitt Romney won, got 41% of the vote there, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Rick Santorum, and man, did he need it. Yes.
Yeah. Santorum had 38%, so it was close. Ron Paul was third, 12%. Newt Gingrich was last. In Arizona, Romney was more... I guess, in charge. 47% of the vote put you in charge. Mm-hmm. Santorum was second there, 27% of the vote. Newt Gingrich third, 16%. Ron Paul came in last. And then there are the caucuses in Wyoming, where apparently Mitt Romney is leading with 41%. So, what does all this lead to? More of the same
from Mitt Romney.
Right, yeah, there are some sighs. Yes, right, yeah. And then next Saturday, there's a caucus in Washington State. And then Super Tuesday next week. When does California vote? It's like late. Isn't it June or
it's
something?
It's like June. Yeah. It's ridiculous. By the time we come around, it's done.
All of these ought to be the same day. The primaries, the same day. And then a lot of this. We've been on this nonsense since last spring. It's been going on and on and on and on and on. Good God. It gives CNN and MSNBC and Fox a reason for being, I suppose. It gets to it. And I think I'm seeing and sensing and feeling from the other radio program that I do, The Countdown, which is basically about what's going on in so-called news talk radio. There's a waning interest. The callers are much less enthusiastic because the process has been going on
forever.
Okay, so let's get to some of the real news. Let's see, who's having babies? You know what? I'll bet you the number one thing on the mind of people, other than some of this stuff with regard to what you're paying for gasoline or the shooting in Ohio, is who's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my gosh, this year. Not to give my own commentary here, but we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Do you think?
I don't know. You tell me what you think, because yesterday, Dancing with the Stars, Sean Bergeron went on Good Morning America to make the big announcement of who would be on the show. And here's what they came up with. There's 12 celebrities dancing. Melissa Gilbert, pretty good, who played Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah.
Along with Jaleel White. You know who he is?
No.
Okay, he played Steve Urkel on Family Matters.
Still don't know who he is.
I do, because I grew up with Family Matters and Steve Urkel, so there you go.
Yep.
Then you also have Martina Navratilova. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight, also a good
one. The Pips, yep.
Exactly. She said that the Pips never let her dance. That's why she's excited to do the show. And then Green Bay Packers wide receiver Donald Driver. I have no idea. Melrose Place star, General Hospital star, and Heather Locklear ex Jack Wagner will be dancing. Then singer-songwriter Gavin DeGrom. Disney Channel star Roshan Feagan, I hope I'm saying that right. Extra host Maria Menounos and Sherry Shepherd from The View, your buddy. And former,
buddy.
I know you like her the least, but you like The View.
I do.
Former model William Levy and Welsh pop singer Catherine Jenkins.
Okay.
No idea.
So, yeah, no idea who most of these people are, actually. So what is that? Dancing with the Stars always comes out in the top four or five programs over the course of at least whenever it's airing. So let's see if this has an impact. So I want to know, Martina Navratilova is a lesbian. So will she dance with another woman or will she dance with a man?
Well, look at Chaz Bono. He was a woman that was a man that was a woman that was a man.
Okay.
And then he danced with a woman.
Now, how did Chaz Bono, I don't follow this, and so I don't know how Chaz Bono ended up. How did he fare?
Pretty well. I mean, he didn't get into the finals or the semifinals, but I think he lasted at least to almost the end of the middle.
Really?
So that was good.
Martina Navratilova, to put it mildly, is tough. I would imagine it would be interesting to see if the outfits that she wears are let a lot of people look at her legs, because she has humongous legs.
Oh, gosh, she's in great shape.
Yeah, right. Very strong, muscular, very... So that's what it takes, though, doesn't it, to be a good dancer? You got to be strong.
Yeah, so. I think Maria Menounos is going to be my odds-on favorite.
Really?
To win, because she's in good shape. She's got the Latino thing. She's got a little, you know, probably action in her hips. She'll
a little action. The Latino action.
A little action.
It's 12 past the hour, 800-510-8255. If you have any comments on that list of people with Dancing with the Stars, you're welcome to chime in. Also, I kind of am eager to talk about the price we're paying for gasoline. I don't know what to do about it. A lot of people have had suggestions. What do you think is the way to fix this problem? Come up with something unique, new, and we've heard a lot of the same old stuff. Newt Gingrich says he can get the price down to $2.50. It isn't just drilling. It has to do with the process. Does it make a difference? Yeah, it makes a difference to most of us because our entire, the whole system, our economic system is built on the price that we pay for diesel fuel and the gasoline
and
petroleum.
Food prices, everything.
Everything. So how does this impact you, number one? How do we fix it? Number two, I was listening to a caller in the last hour, Jennifer, talking about basically the same thing that I've been saying for years. For 40-some-odd years, we've had the same lame, stupid practices that have got us to where we are now. Price of gasoline, when George Bush went in, before September 11th, was like $1.40 a gallon. And then it went up, and when Obama went in, it was $2.40 a gallon. So now it's $4.40 a gallon. And I think it's pretty obvious who people will hold responsible for that, whether that's, I mean, the speculators certainly bear, but the average person is just looking for relief. And you're not going to find it for a few months unless something really radical happens. So what's the radical way to fix this, in your opinion? 800-510-8255. It's just, I'm looking at the role government plays in this, this control over this process, and government here, you got to have permission, and All right, let's calm down. Jennifer, let's do something that is good. Let's help people fix the problem they have of standing in line at the post office.
Yuck.
Those of you who wait in line at the post office, you are foolish, silly, don't need to do it anymore. The folks at stamps.com have fixed all of that for you. There's nothing easier, nothing quicker when it comes to postage than working with stamps.com. You buy and print your own postage on your own computer and your own printer. So how can you, I mean, can you make it any easier than that? No. You get started in 5 minutes or less by going to stamps.com, where there, by the way, is a special offer. This is a good way. The postage meter is another thing that drives people in business, small businesses nuts. You don't have to go get that. What do? You charge it up, or you bring it, and you pay, and you get it. I don't know. Somehow they get it charged. I know we had one of those, and I never quite understood. You've got one at your office, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, you have to charge it up with you have to prepay an amount, charge it up, and then you can stamp things.
Yeah, all right. So this is much better. It is something that you will that'll relieve that business of standing in line at the post office, and God knows that's a pain in the you-know-what. Mm-hmm. So, stamps.com, special offer. You who are Doug Steffen listeners, get the deal. First, no risk to your trying out stamps.com, their process, their machines. You'll get right now a bonus offer, $110, including a digital scale that you use to obviously figure out how much the box weighs you're going to send up. Get $55 in free postage if you sign up now. But you got to go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the home page and type in the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. That's stamps.com. Enter Doug. Save time, save money, and never go to the post office again.
Hey, there he is.
I love here. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit HouseLogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
800-510-8255 at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. A number of responses. Now I'm looking at some of the email coming into me. Joe says gas prices ought to be the major issue in the presidential race.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. Buddy says the role of speculators in the skyrocketing price of gasoline is the problem. What are the folks saying on Facebook, Jennifer?
Well, we asked, gas prices are out of control. What do you think is causing it? Nathan said Iran and the GOP elections. Joni said politics. Marsha blames Wall Street. Jeff says inflation. Michelle said the most recent increase is due to Iran, per all the news stations. Susan says speculators and the media hype. Ray says all speculation. Oil is the only commodity to increase through all commodities like copper.
Yep.
They've remained constant, but are tied to the dollar. Jason said devaluation of the U.S. dollar. Patrick says Obama. Terry said, agree with the bill. Bill thinks it's all about greed and nothing more. Joe said, considering Exxon makes 2 cents per gallon and the feds make 49 cents, you tell me. John said, greed again, plain and simple. Chris said, I believe big oil is using the shenanigans of Iran to raise the prices. Judy says, caused by Obama's stupidity. From now on, I'm blaming everything on Obama. And Lori said, Obama as well.
All right, so one other thing. We had one other point. Facebook question, it seemed to me, in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, we asked about the Oscars and if you thought Billy Crystal did a good job, what you thought of the winners. Cindy said she didn't watch, but she was a huge Meryl Streep fan, so she was happy about that win. Jason said City Slickers 2 was the best movie ever.
Yeah.
Tambry said it was an awesome show. Lara liked Billy Crystal a lot. John said, hey, the Oscars were last night. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Chris said he didn't really care, so he didn't watch. And Lori didn't care. She didn't watch either.
20 after the hour on Good Day.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news.
Wait a minute.
That's all you need to do.
Every now and then,
turn on the television set and watch the news.
Where did you see the Dodger game last night?
You just love to make noise.
I'm not making noise.
Yeah, you are. You're just making a lot of noise.
I'm not making noise at all.
You're making a lot of noise.
Jennifer, you realize we never argue like this? I'm wearing pink underwear.
I find it hard to believe.
What color is your underwear, Roberta?
Black.
Really?
Even lace underwear doesn't shut them up. This is amazing.
Because they know it's on us. Like, whatever.
You don't think she's attractive?
No. I need a really pretty face. But hey, that's me.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
The CEO of Pizza Hut said that when he was in college, he used to bring his dates to Pizza Hut. Yeah. When asked where he brought them on the second date, he said, there were no second dates. Really, that's not a place where you seal the deal, really.
And Santorum has attacked President Obama and calling him a snob. He is a snob for saying he wants every kid in America to go to college. What a snobby thing to say that. Well, you can't blame Santorum. The more people go to college, less chance they'll have of being elected. So it makes perfect sense, really, what he said. It makes perfect sense. Well, see, I think this was very clever on Santorum's part. See, he was trying to pick up the dumbass vote left behind by Rick Perry.
Things did not go well at the Daytona 500 over the weekend. For the first time ever, the race was postponed on Sunday because of rain. And then last night, when the race finally resumed, there was a huge explosion when driver Juan Pablo Montoya crashed into a safety truck filled with about 200 gallons of jet fuel. And it went, which is, that's the safety truck? How safe could something filled with 200 gallons of jet fuel be? And then after the crash, the race had to be delayed for another 2 hours while Montoya and the driver of the safety truck exchanged insurance information. So
check this out. A wildlife park in Louisiana says that two of its female chimps managed to get pregnant, even though all of its male chimps have had vasectomies. Or as one wildlife official put it, whoa, that's weird. So look at the zebras. Just look at the zebras over here. Look at that. You ever seen a zebra that? Like that?
The candidate kind of getting lost in the shuffle, of course, is Newt Gingrich. Of all the candidates, though, Newt Gingrich has the most Twitter followers. He's the Ashton Kutcher of the Republican race. Well, just to be clear, I'm referring to Twitter followers, not about cheating on your wife.
All right, some of the comedic cuts from last night's late-night talk shows, the funny stuff. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday sharing some funny text message auto corrections.
All right, so you know when you text somebody, autocorrect tries to correct the words for you. Sometimes it gets it right, sometimes it gets it very, very wrong, which is what we enjoy when you send us these. This is Mallory Zepeda from Oregon City, Oregon. What did you try to send me? It won't come through. It was a picture of my crotch with pillows. OMG, couch, couch, not crotch. Autocorrect. Thanks, autocorrect. Emily Asbury in Dry Creek, West Virginia sent this. Did you like the first song I sent you? OMG, I love it. Yes, it's very pretty. I dig her voice, too. Well, I'm heading to bed. Make sure and send me any more wonderful dongs that pop out of you. Night. Julie Greer in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Mom needs help setting up her phone. Don't actually need to call Verizon. She should just be able to plug her phone into her cooter and activate from there. Computer.
That's it. Okay.
Love it.
There really is food for thought there. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Think volunteerism can only mean working with kids or animals? There are some pretty great ways to lend a helping hand and get a little history lesson along the way. There's a very cool program in France where you can actually help preserve medieval architecture. Le Sabrenunc is a nonprofit in Provence that teaches you how to use ancient techniques like stone masonry to restore older structures. The Earthwatch Institute has a 14-day program in Devon, England, where you can get involved with excavating Roman ruins. You'll get to work side by side with the experts to dig up these ancient artifacts, take field notes, and analyze your discoveries. And you don't necessarily have to travel to Europe to learn about ancient history. Crow Canyon Archaeological Center has programs to help excavate in the Mesa Verde region, learn about the Pueblo Indians who inhabited this area centuries ago. And the best of all, you don't need any experience to participate. These groups will give you all the tools you need to discover a little piece of history. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby.
America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It is the 29th, so we are going to offer all day long today to those of you who call us whose birthday is the 29th,
yes.
And obviously you're going to prove it.
We're going to give you four prizes.
Yeah, we have a special birthday present for you, a Doug Steffens birthday present for you. If you call us at 800-510-8255, and you'll have to send along a little proof. Of your, I don't know. Maybe we should just take people at their word, right?
Yeah, let's just do that. Let's do the honor system.
You think?
So yeah, because you know what? People, bad karma comes back to bite you.
Well, if we give you something and today's not really your birthday.
We wish you bad karma.
Take it in the chops. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens, 800-510-8255. So the third student has passed in the shooting at this high school in the cafeteria, Chardon High School, a shooter, a 17-year-old, who was not a student at the school. He went to a private school, which was for students who had academic problems, behavioral problems. This kid's father beat him, apparently beat up the women he had children with, a number of different women with this man. And his mother was one of the ones that was beaten. Now, none of this stuff justifies the shooting.
It helps you understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mike Gallagher does a talk radio show, and I was reading something he said the other day, and maybe you did too.
I did. As a matter of fact,
said,
you're psychic because I was just about
that's
to.
That's what you're going
to
do? Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
For
no,
it.
No, you, I want no. you to. No, go ahead.
But he brought up an interesting point. He said, why do we constantly look to blame the victims for someone's actions? And we blame the fact that the kid was bullied. We blame the fact, I mean, maybe this was just, I mean, why do we do that?
We do it because it's easy. We're always looking for an easy out, and that's an easy out. Easy.
I mean, the sad fact
blame.
Is this guy did it. I mean, there are a lot of people who have terrible circumstances in their life that don't go into a cafeteria and shoot people.
So what? The thing that really perplexes me about this is looking at his Facebook page, reading it, and the fact that no one paid attention to him. His mother obviously worried about her own problems with the men. And this brings back around to the front of the circle, it seems to me, if there is such a thing, women and their choices. and why it is that men and women get together. Why would a woman choose a man like this guy who obviously was a horrible person? What is there that goes on? I know they do. And I
that are attracted to that.
Why? 800-510-825. Why would that be the case?
Low self-esteem.
Yeah.
We feel like we deserve to be treated badly.
So where does that all come from? If women have low self-esteem, is it because they had a bad relationship with their father? I've heard that any number of times. Women who have low self-esteem had bad relationships with their father.
I mean, I have to say, I'm pretty lucky to be confident and feeling in a good place right now. But there are times through my 20s where I suffered with esteem issues all the time.
Yeah.
And I can't say that I blame my dad for that. I mean, my dad's always been, you know, great. And I know that my dad's always been there for me. So I can't say that that's what it was. I don't know if it's even, it might even be a chemical hormonal thing. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not an expert, but I know that you can draw the conclusion if you look at the family tree. Sometimes that's common. Coming up, Jennifer addresses baby stories, baby news, babies in the news. 800-510-8255. Happy birthday to Joyce, who's in California. February 29th is her birthday. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Doug. Yep, it's my 21st birthday.
21. Birthday.
We'll go take you to get a drink, Joyce.
I know it.
So, have people teased you all of your life, Joyce, because you were born on the 29th of February, 21
Not
times
really,
4 years
no.
ago?
No, I'm just... I always use the 28th as my make-believe birthday.
Ah.
So you do celebrate on the 28th? Because I have a friend who has this as their birthday as well, and they celebrate on the 28th as opposed to the 1st.
Yeah, no, the 28th, but it's been, it's always fun. But I'll never forget when I was a little girl, I was having my 4th leap year birthday, and my mother put I was going to be 8 years old.
You begin to lose your memory after you're 21. There's no question.
I know. It all goes downhill.
I was 8 years old, and she put 3 candles on my cake. And I said, Mama, no, no, no. And she said, yes, yes, yes. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that I was an odd person.
The odd one.
Had those birthdays, yes.
Well, have a very happy birthday, Joyce. Best wishes from Jennifer and me and all the people here on Good Day. You hold on and we'll take care of your special birthday present. 800-510-8255. Roger has some thoughts from Indiana on the shooting in Ohio, his neighboring state. Roger, go ahead. You're on Good Day. Hi.
Yeah, you were talking about the cause and effect and, you know, why they blame the victims and circumstances. Well, a lot of it's for prevention to try to figure out why it happened.
Right.
And on the self-esteem part, there's a study by Steinmetz, Neely, Gellis, back in 1974 about the truth about domestic violence, a falsely framed issue. And it brought up even the fact that, one, it was the environment, stupid. It's not gender. And, two, that rich women stayed with abusive spouses more than poor women did.
All right. So why is this important to you? You obviously... citing the book and sounding as intelligent as you are in this, why is this such a hot button issue for you?
I've been doing children's rights for 30 years, and well, another thing is we had 20 kids killed by their parents that FSSA and CPS didn't protect in 2009 and 10.
In Indiana, so your town, or
right.
Or this country?
Yeah, Southern Indiana.
Southern Indiana. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if the government will start doing their job, because, you know, the biggest problem is they take kids away from families that there isn't a problem,
mm-hmm.
and in the meantime, they're ignoring a problem that's obvious, and the child ends up dead.
I think there's something to what you're saying there, Roger. Thank you, especially the latter part where you address the government getting involved in family things that really they have no business being involved. The government, too... somebody next door can say, oh, did you hear that man next door is beating his kid? The man's not beating his kid. But for whatever the reason, there's the implication, and thus... I mean, you could say anything. Jennifer, you could say to me, you could call up the police or social service or whatever, Doug Steffen beat his daughter.
Right.
And they'd come in and, you beat your daughter? What do you mean, do I beat my daughter? No. But the next door neighbor doesn't like you, so he or she says whatever she wants. It starts this whole nonsensical... Not that some children are not in harm's way and ought to be taken out of danger. There is that, and that's, I think, a legitimate point from the government. But it's
slippery.
Yeah.
And I think I've mentioned to you before, I have a friend of a friend, one of those situations where she was a daycare worker. She had a couple of kids that she'd watch over during the day along with her own child, and she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. One of the kids went home to their parents, and next thing you know, the police are standing at her door because apparently the kid went into the hospital as a result of being shook. And so because she was the daycare worker, they took her in, even though she said she was innocent, took away her child, her two-year-old, and made her have her baby in custody when it was time while they were still doing this quote-unquote investigation that turned out to be the grandpa that had done it.
Yeah, great.
And so she, in the meantime, lost custody of her child for months and had to have her baby and give up her baby.
What
kind of
psychological impact does that have on the children in that circumstance? This stuff. And speaking of that, some baby news in a moment. But I'm guessing this baby news will be good parents.
News.
Good parenting, good babies. They go hand in hand. 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I extending our best wishes to those of you who are celebrating your birthday today, the 29th of February. If you'd like to call and get a special present, special consideration, you're welcome to do that during the course of the program today. And meanwhile, the Pentagon revealed yesterday, Jennifer, that some of the remains of people that were victims of the Twin Towers collapse were sent to a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
The number of victims isn't clear. How would you know?
Sad to say, how could you not?
Yeah.
I mean, with the type of condition that the building was in.
I don't understand why this is a big... honestly, I'm missing something here. Somebody help me out. What do you think is going to happen when these buildings collapse the way they did with thousands of people?
I mean, in the fire and just...
What is the possible reason for this thing surfacing now? The Pentagon asked some committee to examine the practices of the mortuary at Dover, Delaware. Okay, we all know if it's a government thing, then they're going to screw it up. But I don't get, in this circumstance, how you would expect these people from the Dover mortuary or any mortuary to have sifted through the remains of the thousands of tons of debris to find remains of people who were killed. Mm-hmm. It's foolishness. Nonsense. Why is this a big deal? I don't. Maybe you can ask that on Facebook. Maybe somebody will come up with something.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you want the remains of your loved one, but I think any understanding person who knows what the situation was there, it's not like somebody's arm was shipped to the wrong place. I mean, this was a disaster area. It's just it's natural that something would happen like that.
Foolishness. All right. On the bright side, what do we have? Who's getting babied today?
Okay, well, we have lots of baby news today, really? But first, and I'm always excited for them because they seem like a good couple. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck had their baby yesterday, and she was very, very pregnant.
They had two.
They have a six-year-old, Violet, and Serafina, who's three, and now they have a baby boy. And when asked, Jennifer Garner said that she would have thought that Ben wanted a boy at first because they have two girls, but she told Jay Leno that Ben had said, you know, we have girls, we know how to do girls, my girls love me. I'm the big guy in the house. So he was thinking that was a safe bet. But they do
have
a little
perfect
boy.
Name for this baby boy.
Okay.
Dudley.
Dudley. I like that. I like it. It's got a ring to it.
Dudley Michael.
They haven't announced the name yet, but I'm sure we'll hear it soon. Yeah. Us Weekly will have it. Now, Uma Thurman made the announcement that she's pregnant. She and her boyfriend, Arpad Buzan, have two children. She's got two children with her ex, so this will be the first for them.
Her ex is...
Ethan Hawke.
Remember I told you the first year that I lived in that neighborhood, Ocean Park in Santa Monica, the two of them were my next door neighbors.
They were working
on movies, and they yelled and screamed every night. I could hear them across the driveway, yell, scream at each other. They always were smoking. They never came out of the house. They had a nanny taking care of the baby. The two of them never came out of the house together. When they come out of the house, they were always puffing on a butt.
Oh,
always, always, always.
You know, it's been a while because, get this, her kids, Maya, 13, and Levon, 10. They're old, so that was a while ago. But ooh.
What, when I, those are kids she has with the present guy?
No, that's Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
So they were 10-year-old.
It would have been 10, 9 or 10, maybe 8 or 9 years. Yeah, it would have been about that time. Yeah.
Hopefully things are quieter with her new boyfriend. And then Kourtney Kardashian, they're going to have another girl. Well, they have a boy, but they're going to have a Kardashian girl, so God help them.
Another Kardashian, this is what the world needs.
And Jessica Simpson hasn't said what she's having yet, but people saw her picking out pink baby outfits the other day.
I think she's
a girl.
I love Jessica. She's cute. Yeah. There are near blizzard conditions today. Minnesota.
We sent that storm to you from Los Angeles,
North
by the way.
North and South Dakota. Let's see, Duluth. Those of you who are listening in Fargo and Duluth, Minnesota, the snowstorm is moving across the north. Now, I have to fly to Columbus. I'm in New York this morning, and I fly to Columbus this afternoon. It looks like the temperature is going to be in the mid-60s.
Oh, that's nice. So
behind this storm. And so it's supposedly in Ohio. Excuse me. I want to hear a weather report from those of you who are in Mount Vernon or Tiffin or Newark or Columbus itself. What's the weather forecast for today? Are you getting in on the tail end of this storm, which is expected to dump snow on parts of New England tomorrow? New England, northern New York, and Pennsylvania as well. But there were tornadoes yesterday. Kansas, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. Mississippi Valley, maybe today, will see some severe weather in the form of tornadoes, et cetera, et cetera. Those always give me the willies.
Yeah.
And flying into a place where there has been a big storm, it's either wonderfully calm
or depending
on how they fly into it. If they're smart, they fly around it, up around it, come in from the backside. If they aren't, they go through it and bounce and bump everybody all over the place.
Well, hopefully you'll get there nice and safe.
All right, so somebody's going to work on the weather forecast for me from, I can find it myself, but it's more fun to talk to folks who have something to say.
It's more fun to make us work for it, right?
give us the quick story on Target pulling that greeting card.
Well, Target had a greeting card on their shelves, Doug, that said, "Next time you think of dating the bad boy, consider Whitney Houston." Funny before she died, not so funny now, so it's being yanked from the shelf.
Wednesday, February 29th, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn at 51 after the hour.
Uh-oh. Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an Old Time Tomato Growing Manual, an Old Time Tomato Seed Starter, Old Time Tomato Soil Feeder, even an Heirloom Tomato Greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 Old Time Heirloom Tomato Seeds, now just $29.97 plus shipping and handling. To order your Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kit, go to OldTimeTomatoes.com. That's OldTimeTomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer in Los Angeles, Doug's in New York, and you are where you are enjoying this fine Wednesday morning. There's always something to enjoy, even if the weather's lousy or things are not doing what you'd like them to do at home, at work, yada, yada. You can always find something to give you courage to move on. The formula for success. I think we're always going through our lives trying to find that, just tweak that right formula for success. Yep. Well, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, yep, we are. Yeah. And I think that, and it's good. We should be always constantly trying to make things better.
Right. Okay. So there are, as you look at the technology world that we are finding ourselves in, like it or not, there are such amazing changes going on. One of the things we need to talk about, Jennifer, is how to deal with the Google. There's a new rule that Google's putting. They're going to take all of the information they have on you and use it as they see fit. But you can delete a bunch of your
your browsing history.
Right. So we'll talk about how to do that in a minute. Shelley Palmer is here now with an understanding of what went on at Bodog.com yesterday. Bodog.com. Check out that website if you can. I'm not sure. I think it's shut down, but in case it isn't, you can look it up, Jen. Bodog.com. That report coming right up here on Good Day.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the United States is running out of one of its most valuable technological resources, wireless spectrum. The wireless capacity for cell phones and data plans is expected to hit a usage deficit by next year. Wireless carriers are blaming the deficit on the exponential increase of smartphone and tablet usage. In other news, Research in Motion released a major update to its Playbook tablet. The software update includes email functionality and the ability to install Android apps. Frankly, these are fairly basic features that should have been included in the Playbook's launch. And finally, Barnes & Noble announced a cheaper version of the Nook tablet to better compete with Amazon's Kindle Fire. For $200, Barnes & Noble is offering an 8GB version of its modified Android tablet. If you like to buy ebooks from Barnes & Noble, the Nook tablet is an awesome choice. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What a appearance.
Sit down, unfortunately. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick?
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen examining what's going on. Google next week will change its privacy policy, Jennifer. It'll be allowed to gather, store, and use your information, whatever it is. But you have a week to get rid of your Google browsing history along with information that's there. But this policy is very troubling. Maybe the first thing to do is figure out how do you get rid of it. How hard is it to get rid of what's in your Google history? Just the whole entire web.
Yeah, you can. It's pretty easy to delete your browsing history off of the Google site now.
How do you do
You just go into Google and there's a thing that says delete browser history, and you just click on that and it dumps it. Yeah.
So you go to your Google. Like, you have to go to the Google website. You just log on to Google?
Right.
Really?
That's it.
That's all.
But I don't know if that's enough to prevent this new thing that's happening.
Well, it isn't. They're going to be... It doesn't prevent it. It just gets rid of the old stuff.
Right.
It doesn't prevent
them. You can start fresh.
There's a suit that's been filed by the Center for Digital Democracy.